Chapter 1. 9 days to extinction. The phone's lock screen displayed the full text of an emergency alert. Nation under imminent attack. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Max Edwards looked from the phone he clutched in his hand to the enormous object that had appeared over distant Oklahoma City, hovering perfectly still, defying gravity. It had the shape of a discus or a saucer. He looked back to the message displayed on his phone. His mind felt like a motor turning over and over, failing to engage.
"Guessing you got the same thing I did?"
His best friend, Jimmy Summerton, stood nearby holding his own phone, staring at it like it had turned into a banana. He turned the device so Max could see the message there. It was identical to the one he'd gotten. They were standing in Jimmy's driveway on his father's acreage. Seconds ago, they'd been speaking with some horse owners who paid to keep their animals in the Summerton stables. A couple of the horse owners had been acting strangely, very strangely. Max and Jimmy had found themselves breaking up a fist fight between them, and now this was happening.
"We should turn on the news," Max said.
"Yeah,"
Jimmy nodded, looking distracted.
"Sorry, aliens don't normally invade when I invite people over."
They went into Jimmy's house wordlessly, Max taking an overstuffed armchair, splitting at the seams, while Jimmy grabbed the remote and dropped onto the couch. The TV took a second to come on, and when it did, a black bar drew Max's eye to near the top of the screen, where white text read, "Emergency Broadcast System." A woman with a grave expression sat at a desk holding a sheaf of papers.
"Unsure where they came from or what they..."
Jimmy mashed the remote, flicking through the channels. Every single one had become an outlet for communicating information about whatever was happening. Some relied on text only, which scrolled by in front of colored bars. Other channels featured people speaking to the camera, but every channel bore the same black box with the same words, "Emergency Broadcast System." Jimmy stopped at the first 24-hour news station he came across, CNN. Max barely ever watched TV, and he didn't know the dark-skinned anchor sitting behind the desk, calmly telling the world about its end. As he spoke, images from all over the world showed more ships like the one they'd seen hovering over major cities in every country. Some of them floated in clear blue skies like the one over Oklahoma City. Others were barely visible against the black of night. Rain battered some, and one, suspended over Mendoza, Argentina, was caught in a hailstorm. None of the ships seemed affected by the weather. They all just hung there, motionless.
"So far, the objects have refused all attempts at communication. China has deployed a squadron of its Chengdu J-20 fighter jets to confront the craft that appeared over Beijing. At this time, the U.S. has launched no attack. We will keep you updated on the result of China's efforts."
Max stopped listening to the words, focusing instead on the newscaster himself. News anchors were supposed to remain calm, never letting anything get to them. Through natural disasters and terrorist attacks, they were supposed to relay everything in the same neutral, almost robotic tone. And while the newscaster's voice did remain steady, the paper he held shook visibly in his hands. A fat bead of sweat shone on his upper forehead for a moment, before tumbling past his nose and down his cheek like a teardrop. That was unsettling enough, but it didn't prepare Max for what happened next. As the newscaster read from the teleprompter, a wide grin broke across his face. The ivory tips of his incisors were showing.